Listener support is making a big difference for this station. Thank you so much for doing your part to support public radio where you live. You know, one of the things I enjoy most about Travel with Rick Steves, and I hope you do too, is hearing from our guests how things work in other countries. A while back, Paul Johansson explained how his city of Oslo was designated a green capital for Europe in 2019. You could tell he was justly proud of the progress they're making toward reducing pollution and cutting back on carbon emissions in their city. Paul tells us why he's glad to pay for his country's public broadcasting services. He also explains for us how Norway's political system avoids that winner-take-all attitude in government.
And we had a new city council in Oslo 2 years ago, and one of those is a coalition of three parties. One of them is the Green Party.
How does that work? Yes, because we have a two-party system, and the Green Party, Jill Stein was the Green Party candidate, and she was almost a spoiler with Hillary and Trump. And in our country, you really have to stick with one of the two main parties, or you're kind of making it possible that you'll split the vote, and that could work against your political interests.
Yeah.
In Oslo, you have a parliamentary situation with many different parties, and maybe 10 or 20% of your society might support the Green Party. How does that work? I mean, does it, can it be a problem, or is that healthy?
I think that is very healthy because it gives you more options. And, you know, we have eight different parties. And before the elections, they will sort of go out and they will announce which parties they are going to cooperate with if they are able to get into a power situation. So I personally, I voted for the Green Party because I knew that they were going to collaborate with the Labour Party.
So they can be a coalition.
There is almost always a coalition.
Okay, because in our society, we don't have that coalition option. Yeah. So let's say if 40% of the society liked the conservative politician, and there's 60% left, and 30% of them liked the mainstream liberal politician, and 30% wanted some more extreme environmental politician, you would break the vote down 30, 30, and 40, and the conservative politician with the plurality, but not the majority, would win. Do you have that that fear in Oslo?
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, we had 8 years of conservative, you know, city council.
Because of a split liberal wing?
Yeah. But it's also important to point out that the conservative parties in Norway would be seen as, you know, left parties in the U.S.
Oh, really? So the whole political window of conceivability is slipped to the left in Scandinavia.
Yeah, it is. So we don't really have what you would call a Republican Party. You know, that would be very conservative for us.
Are you guys all just communists?
Well, I mean, we have never been communists. So
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know you are.
A lot of people think a Norwegian socialist anti-capitalism. But it's how would you describe your enthusiasm for capitalism compared to American?
I mean, we are a very capitalistic society. Yeah. We have a free, open market. It's easy to start a business.
People invest in the stock market.
Free trade, stock market. I usually say it's a capitalistic society with a lot of socialist values in terms of, you know, strong welfare system, high taxes, and so on.
Quality non-commercial broadcasting.
Yeah, for example.
We're on public radio, but we have to pay for it with pledge drives. You pay for it with taxes.
Yeah, we do. They do it a bit differently throughout Scandinavia. In Norway, you get a bill from the state every year that you have to pay. But I pay that bill with big pleasure.
Why would you get big pleasure out of having a non-commercial, because you have commercial stations, but
we
to
have
support
commercial your stations.
Your government, your local BBC, you know.
Because the quality of the shows and the programs and the news is just much, much higher than it is on the commercial TV stations. And it's also, they're also completely neutral.
So you know, in Norway, if you're going for your news, how would the news be different between a public radio station and a commercial radio station?
So, you know, it's a very different situation than you have in the U.S. First of all, we don't have a lot of, you know, private radio stations and television channels. Okay. We have some of them, but when it comes to radio, for example, it's the public stations that sort of dominate the spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
TV also?
TV as well, I would say so.
So when you watch the World Cup soccer, is it on a commercial station or a public station?
That differs a bit from one World Cup to the others because they still have to buy you know, the rights.
It's expensive
to get that.
Yeah.
Right, it's expensive.
So 1 year the government may decide we'll buy this and it'll air on Norwegian public television.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you get it with no commercials.
With no commercials. It's beautiful.
That's worth something.
Yeah, that's worth a lot, I think.
Wherever you travel, your time and money are finite. So it's no surprise that in your travels, you want to get the most experience out of every dollar and every minute that you spend. Well, that's the same reason I feel so good about contributing to my local public radio station. I know that my dollars are being put to good use. My public radio station provides me with the best value going in today's media marketplace. My financial contribution helps to fund the sources of news that I rely on every day to keep me informed. And that's why I'm asking you to join me right now in that support. This is the place on the dial that assumes an attention span. It's a place that respects your intelligence. Public radio has a mission to bring you a better understanding of our complicated, fragile, and beautiful world. This station is an important part of the place that we call home. I'm asking you right now to personally do what you can to help support it. In the United States, public radio is rooted in the local community. As a listener, you get to pick the amount of support that you can afford. You decide what level you find appropriate for how valuable it is in your life. If you contribute right now, every time you listen to Travel with Rick Steves, you'll know that we are indeed travel partners. Together, we're supporting public radio. If you haven't had a chance to do your part already, please give us a call right now. Or you can make a secure contribution on the station website. Public radio is more important than ever, and it just can't happen without your financial support. Thank you.